episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I'm your host, Megan Johnson. Alrighty, there's nothing I need to keep y'all abreast of, so let's get on to the quote. Today is a Heraclitus quote, and the quote is, To be even-minded is the greatest virtue. To be even-minded is the greatest virtue. So basically, said another way, when you have as much control as you can have over your temper, over your more volatile nature, that's when you're able to be the most virtuous. When you're able to walk into a situation and instead of allowing yourself to get overwhelmed, you're as even-minded as you can be. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be slip-ups. There's going to be accidents. There's going to be times where you're not going to be able to be as even-minded as you wish. But in general, to have an overall even-minded mindset, it is one of the greatest virtues. Now, virtues are, when it comes to the Stoics, and especially when it comes to the ancient Stoics, to be a virtuous person is what they strive to be. Because if you're virtuous in your actions, and you're virtuous with the way you, you know, act around others, when you're truly virtuous, that is when you are truly, or at least when you can truly be happy about what you're leaving in this world. Because their main focus is on virtue, is on the right virtue. Now, when I say right, it's not just the definition that is, you know, right to be correct, but right to be proper, right to be in the form that's needed at that time. That is the kind of right I'm talking about. Nor is it a religious right. It's not R-I-T-E. It's R-I-G-H-T. And I guess this is the tricky bit of speaking in English on a topic that was originally written in Latin as well as Greek, because the differences in words is not exactly one-to-one correlation, because there's underlying meaning to be virtuous or to be rightly virtuous. And I feel like I'm getting it almost correct, but sort of missing the mark almost. Anyways, but the broad stroke still stands. Like what the quote was saying, to be even-minded is the greatest virtue. It doesn't matter if you understand what the term virtue or virtuous means. The main thing is that you understand that even-mindedness is the goal here. Even-tempered. To not be sucked in by emotion. To not allow yourself to get overwhelmed by emotion. Yes, it will happen every once in a while because we're human and we can't be perfect. However, more often than not, try to be even-minded. Now, this is a lot easier said than done. How can we even begin to be even-minded? Easy. The next time you're given a situation that overwhelms you, take a moment. Give yourself some distance in order to act. If somebody asks you a question that could possibly set you off, then the response would be to take a moment, give yourself some time, and act accordingly. If they're asking you a question that could be misconstrued as slightly inflammatory, tell the person that you need to get back to them. You know, that you're not fully certain of the answer, so you know, you'll come back to them with a proper one. Easy peasy. And if you give yourself some time and some permission to be wrong, it can go a long way when it comes to helping others and answering questions. Another important way to be even-minded is not only to give yourself time when making decisions, but consider things from other people's point of views. Because our point of view is not always the right one. Sometimes it is. And even when we are in the right, we need to take a moment and try to see things from other people's point of view. That's how we gain true understanding. Because when we're able to look at things from other people's point of view, when we're able to step outside ourselves, we're better able to make proper decisions. And what I mean by proper decision is a decision made from one point of view is not necessarily the best decision. However, when you take other people's contrary opinions in with your own and formulate a decision like that, it's a better decision because it does not just take in your wants and your needs into consideration. Because when you're able to factor others in, it's better well-rounded, and it's a little bit more fair. Yes, life's not always fair, and that's a feature, not a bug, sadly. However, just because life's not fair doesn't mean that we can't be fair. Think about that. Just because life's not fair doesn't mean that we cannot be fair. Think about that the next time you try to make a decision and you don't want to take others into account. And your automatic gut reaction is, I don't want to bend because I want it my way. And if they don't like it, then tough. Life's not fair. I'm sorry, that's a piss poor answer. Take a moment back, give yourself some breathing room, and allow yourself to be malleable. Don't use that place of frustration, of anger, of not willing to budge, cloud your judgment. Understand that sometimes you need to budge, and sometimes you need to get out of your comfort zone to do it, because it's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about us. It's about everybody. Think about that. And if you allow yourself to do that, you allow yourself to have a more even mind when dealing with difficult situations. And that's really when it's important. Because, yeah, if you have an even mind when things are going good, I would hope so. And, I mean, if you're not completely crazy, most of us do. However, the goal is to have an even mind, even in times of strife, even in times of difficulty, because that is when it matters the most. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. Again, remember, to be even-minded is the greatest virtue. Think about that for a second. What does it mean to you? Yeah, I've spent the better part of 10 minutes talking about this, but what does it mean to you? What it means to me ultimately does not matter. Yes, it can help you develop your own ideas on the quote, but at the end of the day, it matters what's going on between your two ears. Regardless of if you believe me or not really believe me, but regardless of if you agree with me or not, think about it. Develop your own opinions. They can be different from mine. That's perfectly fine. That's why it's called an interpretation. But think about the quote. What does it mean to you? How does it resonate with you? Think about those things. Alrighty. Thank you again. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/dot. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at thrivingonfat. Sorry, I'm a little tired. I was able to get through this whole entire episode with only minor hitches. All right, and lastly, if you like what you've heard, please rate and review on your podcast catcher of choice. Probably didn't like this last meandering bit because, goodness gracious, I did not realize how tired I was and quite how it was affecting me. So anyways, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will bow out before this becomes even more of a train wreck. I will talk to you. Mañana.